You're listening to the weekly Parsha podcast with Ari Goldwag, recorded with Hashem's never-ending assistance in Ramat Beis Shemesh Israel, 5786, 2026. This week's Parsha is Parsha's Matos and Maaseh. And I'd like to share with you a piece of the Medrash in Parsha's Matos. And hopefully we'll also get to a second piece of the Medrash in Parsha's Maaseh. And there's a theme that runs between these two concepts, which is extremely important and extremely powerful and extremely relevant to all of us. In our parsha, so the B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven, the children of the tribes of Gad and Reuven and half the tribe of Manasseh, they come to Moshe Rabbeinu and they say, we don't want to go into the land of Israel together with you. We see over here on this side of the Jordan River many pastures, place for us to be able to develop and graze our farm animals. And we want to be able to have that space over here. You guys can take the portions in Israel. We're going to take this portion over here. And Moshe Rabbeinu responds to them and says, as long as you will come over and fight with us, destroy the nations that are there in Israel, help us capture the land of Israel, so you can have this part. But in speaking to them, so there was a clear mistake that they made. And the mistake was that they focused on their physical, their gashmias, their livelihood. They were overly focused on their gashmias. And you know, that's not necessarily a bad thing. In order to be able to have spirituality, you need to also have your physical needs taken care of. But they placed the importance, the stress on their physical needs over their spiritual needs. And the proof is from the fact that they say, we're going to build cities for our animals, or we're going to build pens for our animals and cities for our children. They place their children second. I don't know if we'll see that in the Medrash. Medrash brings that was their mistake. But the Medrash launches into a very interesting discussion about money, about wealth, about gashmias, about physicality, and tells us a foundational principle, which I think if we understand it properly, so we can understand what it means to approach wealth and approach attaining one's physical needs in a spiritual way, in a proper way, in the Torah way. Medrash here says like this, they had a lot of cattle, the children of Reuven, the children of Gad. Halacha, Shalish, Matanas, Nivru, Ba'olam, says the Medrash, there were three gifts that were given to the world. If a person merits one of them, you get everything. Zachah b'chachma, zachah b'kol. If a person merits wisdom, you've got it all. Zachah b'gvura, zachah b'kol. If you have strength, you got everything. Zachah b'oysher, zachah b'kol. If a person has wealth, you've got it all. Right? And I would say that each of these things has a certain clear advantage, has a certain power. Right? When a person has great wisdom, so you can amass wealth, maybe you can take care of your needs. These are the things that naturally, when a person has these things in the world, they give him a natural advantage. So the Medrash says the obvious, if we're going to have a spiritual conversation about this, and that is that when is it true that these gifts serve to be something powerful and all-inclusive and a positive type of gift? That is when they're given as a gift from heaven. When they come with the strength of the Torah. Okay? Which means to say, and this is going to be the theme here, which means to say that if my gifts, if I recognize that my gifts are from Hashem, they're gifts of God, they're gifts for me to be able to serve Hashem, they're just a kli, they're just a vessel, so then all will be well. But if there are aspects of my reality which just reflect something physical, flesh and blood, they have no value. Okay, so that's what the pasuk says. Right, a person should not think himself to be great. Don't praise yourself for being so wise. Don't praise yourself for being so strong. Don't praise yourself for being so wealthy. The only way that you can praise yourself in all of these aspects is if you know me. If the advantages that you have, the gifts that you have, you recognize that they come from Hashem, and they're being used in order to facilitate your own and others' service of Hashem. When they aren't recognized, and they're not used to serve Hashem, so then the person loses those gifts. Okay? And this is an important thing. If you think about it, here in Eretz Yisrael, it's so important. We have gifts, we have wealth, we have gas reserves to sell, and we have AI and other technological advances. But if they're not focused and we don't remember that it's about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we don't give the chashivos, the importance to the Lame de Torah, those who are studying the Torah, understand that the focus of all of this goodness is only for one purpose, which is to serve Hashem. So then, it's not a good thing. This is what we see with these children of the tribes of Reuven and Gad and Chatzi Shevet Menashe. They had a lot. They had a lot of physical wealth. What was the result? They overly valued their physical wealth. They loved their house in Borough Park. They loved their multiple cars, their SUVs in other locations. They got caught up in all of the places that you can get caught up in Chutz La'aretz. Okay. So the Medrash says that therefore they were exiled first. And I would say it makes it very hard to come out of exile. It's an important thing to think about during, especially during the 3 weeks, but all the time. That overly caring about our physical needs, or being overly concerned with and infatuated with, is what sends a person out of Eretz Yisrael, or makes it hard for a person to return to Eretz Yisrael. They were the first to be exiled. They separated themselves from their brothers because of their physical, because of their possessions. Okay? Now, that's one aspect. Okay? And that's an important aspect for today. It's an important aspect to think about, to ponder, to consider, to recognize that we're making this mistake. We got to correct this mistake. Okay, that's one aspect. But there's another thing that I want to really dive into, and that's the next part of the Medrash. Zeshem Rakosev, Kilemi Moitza Umimar, Volumid Warharim, Kilakim Shevet Zeyashbel Zeyorim. Pasuk says that Hashem takes those who are low, lifts them up. Hashem takes those who are high, lowers them. Says the Medrash, going from east to west, which also means leaving Eretz Yisrael, that's not what makes you wealthy. Person goes from east to west, person goes through the wilderness, person shows self-sacrifice. Gives up his comforts, gives up a comfortable lifestyle in order to run out and to buy merchandise, to bring it back, to sell it, etc. That's not what makes you rich. He says that, what does the word harim mean? Don't go to the mountains. Don't go to the wilderness, don't go to the mountains. So it means it's not going to be something. The word harim can also be read as roimemus, being lifted up, right? A har is a high place. To list roimem means to be lifted up, to be raised. A person is not raised up from these matters. A person does not acquire spiritual heights by being involved in this. Ma HaKadosh Baruch Hu Oiseh, Nozo Nochaz Mizeh V'Noisen L'Zeh. Hashem wants us to understand that this is true. We need to have a proper understanding of what happens when a person is overly obsessed with making money, overly obsessed with physical possessions for their own sake, and loses sight of the fact that it's from Hashem, loses sight of the fact that it's in order to serve Hashem, loses his connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in it. So what Hashem does is He takes away the nechasim. Nechasim means possessions, from one person, and He gives it to another person. As the pasuk says, Hashem judges, which means to say there is din in the world, which means to say that when a person is not connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so he enters into a place which has more judgment. He calls the judgment upon himself. And therefore, Hashem looks and sees, oh, well, you're not connected to me. You don't really deserve the money. Lowers that person, lifts up somebody else.
Says the
Medrash, that's what they call nechasim. The word nechasim, which means possessions, also means nichsim, something that's covered up. Because sometimes it's covered up for one person and it's revealed to another person. Person hides a treasure, forgets where the treasure is, someone else comes along and finds it.
Zuzim, money is called zuzim.
The word zuzim, which means money, also can mean to move. Moves from one person to another. Okay, Medrash goes through a few different examples of that, but the concept here is, the foundational concept here is, that when I don't have the proper focus, when the focus is incorrect, when there's a disconnect from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so then the money loses its traction. I lose the traction. I lose the connection to the money, because the money is only there because Hashem gave it to me. It's only there for me to use it properly in my service of Him. And then I'm going to end up trying harder and harder to hold on to it, and I'm going to end up in a darker and darker place, heaven forbid. Medrash also points out that we have the story of the destruction of Midian, the Milchama Klal Yisrael does with Midian, right next to the story of the B'nai Gad B'nai Reuven, which we see teaches us that Hashem takes away the possessions of Midian, and Klal Yisrael repossesses those things in their war. Which means to say that when a person is on a low spiritual level, they lose it. Midian was trying to cause destruction of Klal Yisrael, caused Klal Yisrael to behave licentiously. And as a result of that, the Jewish people fell. The Midianites caused that fall, caused that. And they were also people who served idolatry. So they were lowered. Their possessions were taken away from them. It was given over to Klal Yisrael, and Klal Yisrael now is going to use those possessions in order to raise them up and draw ourselves closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, then the Medrash says one more thing, which we mentioned earlier, which is that the B'nai Gad B'nai Reuven made a mistake. They placed the stress in the wrong place. They talked about their kinyanim, their possessions, before they talked about their children. Look, if let's say I want to be able to make money, I want to be able to support my family. That's a spiritual purpose, right? I want to be able to have kids. I want to be able to support them and bring them to a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu in a comfortable environment. That's a different story, but that means that the kids are first. The whole reason that I want to have any possessions at all is so that I can provide for my children. They got things backwards. They talked about their livelihood first, and then they talked about their kids. Moshe Rabbeinu corrects them. Okay, that's the last part of the Medrash. Now I'd like to skip forward to Parshas Maaseh, and I'd like to read to you, Klal Yisrael is on the precipice. We are on the threshold of getting into the land of Israel. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to come to Eretz Yisrael and you're going to inherit the people there. Let's read this together. It's in chapter 33, Perek Lamed Gimel, Pasuk Nun. Moshe Rabbeinu, Hashem speaks to him there on the border with Moab, there on the Jordan River. They're about to go into the land of Israel. Tell the Jewish people, Hashem says to Moshe, tell them, the Jewish people, they're about to go over the Jordan River. They're going to enter into the land of Israel. You're going to inherit all of those who live there. And then, important, foundational, this is all about, getting Eretz Yisrael is all about destroying the idols, making it clear that there's only one Hashem that we are connected to, and that's what the Jewish people
their life mission is. It's called Sami Masechaisim Tabedu. Destroy all of their graven images. It's called Bamaisim Tashmidu. Destroy all of the altars that they have to bring sacrifices to idolatry. You will inherit the land and you will live in it. I have given it to you in order to inherit it and to give it over to your children. But what's the foundation of it? Destroy all false connections. Destroy all idolatry. Remember that your whole life, there's only one central theme of what your life is about. It's about serving Hashem. And don't get caught up with the idolatry. And idolatry could be an idol, or it could be the idol of believing that I'm the one providing for myself, I'm the one protecting myself, I'm the one getting my livelihood, or my boss is my God. Right? Don't make that mistake. Walking into Eretz Yisrael means that you're entering into a relationship with me, Hashem says. You're destroying all the false relationships. And it's all about me. It's all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Medrash says like this. Listen to this carefully. It's a powerful Medrash. It says, you're going to inherit the land. You're going to take over the land from those who live there, which means to say you're going to destroy the people and the idols. You're going to destroy a culture of disconnect from me, Hashem says. Pasuk says, in Eiv, we're supposed to learn from animals. And we're supposed to get wise from the birds. I don't know if you can hear the birds chirping in the background. We're supposed to get wise from the birds. What does it mean? Hashem says to the Jewish people, let me do my partial Elio. I want you to take a lesson from the cow of Elio. Okay? Story with Elio. Challenging. He's challenging the Nevi'e Habal. They had these false idols in the times of Elio Anovi, Elijah the prophet. They served idolatry. The king was King Ahav, his wife Isabel. And they were killing out the Nevi'e Hashem. They were killing out the prophets of Hashem, the true prophets. And he created a contest to see who would win. Who would be the one who would show that indeed it was the Jewish people, their connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the only real power in the world, as opposed to the idols. So he made a contest on Har HaKarmel, Mount Carmel, and there were two altars, one for the Nevi'e Habal, for the false prophets, and one for Elio. And they each brought an animal on this altar. The Nevi'e Habal, the prophets of the Baal, of the idol, they called out, and they called out, and they called out in the name of their false God, and they weren't answered. Then Elio calls out the name of Hashem, and immediately the fire comes down from heaven, burns the sacrifice on his altar. Klaiso says, Hashem will came, Hashem is their God. So this amazing display, it was prefaced by bringing onto the mountain, two cows. So we're going to learn from these cows something important. He said to them, why don't you take the first cow? There are two identical cows, as we'll see. One of them, Elio says, you take that first cow. And bring it as a sacrifice. Two groups of 450 idol worshipping prophets stood up and they tried to move this cow. The cow wouldn't move. It wasn't interested in being sacrificed for a nefarious purpose. So, what does the pasuk say? It says that they took one, Elio took one, but it's prefaced with the fact that he says, choose two cows, ta'aimim, two bulls that are twins, me'em achas, from one mother, hagedelem al mira echad, okay, so There were these two cows, identical. One of them was chosen for the Baal, one of them was chosen for Hashem. So the one that was chosen for Hashem followed after Eliyahu. He was happy to be chosen to be used for a positive purpose for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Nevi'e HaBaal, the one that was to be used for the idol, so that cow, they couldn't move it. Till Eliyahu says to the cow, go with them. Okay? This second cow, the cow that was supposed to go with the, to be used for an idolatrous sacrifice, he says, me and the other cow were twins. We grew in the same place. Why do I have to go and be used for an idolatrous purpose, for a nefarious purpose? He got chosen for a good purpose, the other cow. I'm being used to anger my creator. So Elijah says, par, my dear cow, my dear bull, don't worry about it. Go with them. There's not going to be any problem with what you're doing. There's going to be a Kiddush Hashem, a sanctification of Hashem's name through you, just like the one that's coming with me. He says, you're giving me this advice, but how do I know it's true? The cow says to Elio, I'll only go if you personally give me over with your hand to them. Pasuk says, they took the Nevi'e HaBaal, the idol, idolatrous prophets, they took the bull that was given to them. Who gave it to them? Elio. So what was it? Eliyahu knew that nothing was going to happen with that idolatrous sacrifice. So by there being a contrast between the one that's the animal that's not going to be burned and the animal that will be burned, that's for Hashem. So there would be a great Kiddush Hashem. That's what he promised the cow, and that's what happened. But so lamim Eliyahu amar lahem v'yitnu lanu shnayim parim. So this is what we learn out. This is what we learn from the cow. What we learn from the cow is, I don't want to be used in a negative way. I only want to serve Hashem. I only want my kaychus. If I'm in this world for a purpose, I only want that purpose to be one of serving Hashem. That's what the cow wanted, and that's what he was reassured about. Right? And that's what we are, when we're coming into Eretz Yisrael, there's only one reason we're here. We're here to be a light unto the nations, to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's it. The second part of the pasuk says, we learn that from the birds. What do we learn from the birds? Learn from the ravens that they were sustaining Elijah the prophet. They would bring Eliyahu food. Where would they get the food from? Where would they get the bread and the meat from in the morning and in the evening? This measure says differently from the Gemara. The Gemara in Sanhedrin says famously something else, but we're going to focus on what it says here. They would take it from the table of Yehoshaphat, King Yehoshaphat, which means to say that Eliyahu, the prophet, he was connected to the good king, the king of the Jewish people who chose not to serve idolatry. There was a king of Israel, of the northern kingdom, which was Achav and Izebel. There was a king of the kingdom of Judah, which was Yehoshaphat, who was from the line of David, King David. And he was the positive aspect of those who serve Hashem, those who choose not to serve idolatry. That's where they brought the food from. They didn't want to fly in to take any food from the evil Achav in order to feed the righteous individual Eliyahu. Why? Because in Achav's house there were idols. Right? Clearly, the birds are only going to take it either from King Yehoshaphat or from King Achav, because those are the leaders of Klal Yisrael, and Eliyahu represents that. He's the leader of the Jewish people spiritually. But the birds did not want to go to a place where there was a confusion about where the food comes from and who it's, what it's for. Right? Very clear. Very similar concept to what we saw with the B'nai Gad and B'nai Reuven. So we need to learn from the birds. The birds only wanted to go to a righteous source, a place where there is righteousness in the earning of the livelihood, in the purpose of having food, in the purpose of having bread and meat. What's it for? It's from Hashem, and it's so we can serve Hashem. There was that clarity. Learn from the cow of Elijah the prophet that did not want to do anything that could possibly be a chil Hashem, that could desecrate Hashem's name. And learn from the Orvim. Don't turn towards the idols. And we learn this from this whole concept, that what is the purpose of going into Eretz Yisrael? What is the purpose of destroying the idols? The purpose is because we have a deeper, a more powerful, a more spiritual approach to life, which is why we're still here in this world. Klal Yisrael for 3,300 years still exists. Why? Because we have a central lesson. Just as long as we stay true to that lesson, we will continue to exist. That lesson is that the entire purpose, the entire reason that we come into Eretz Yisrael, the entire purpose that we have livelihood, the entire purpose why we build cities for our children is one purpose. It's to serve Hashem, to make our lives into a life of godliness, of spirituality. I want to bless you and ask you to bless me. Hashem should help us to recognize the centrality of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of serving Hashem in our lives, and the centrality of Eretz Yisrael being that place. And Hashem should help us to see that sometimes, or oftentimes, we need to sacrifice the mistakes of Chutz La'aretz, of being drawn into physicality. We need to sacrifice those beliefs, those non-spiritual beliefs. And we need to recognize, Hashem should help us to recognize that where is the place of our ultimate goal, our ultimate spirituality, our ultimate connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem should help us to realize that that place is Eretz Yisrael. Hashem should help us to realize that that is the purpose of everything that we do. Thank you so much for listening. Have a wonderful Shabbos.
This podcast was made possible through the gracious donations of listeners like you. For more podcasts like this, please visit www.arigoldwag.com or search on iTunes, Ari Goldwag.